Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Nacio Herb Brown, Frank Munn, and Ruby Cowan, and snack on some musical peanuts and onions. Yesterday, February 27th, marked the birth in 1891 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer and pianist Ruby Cowan. He began his musical career accompanying silent films, and he co-founded the music publishing company of Stark & Cowan. He worked in radio as head of NBC Radio's talent department and later in Paramount's radio department. His collaborators included Jack Strauss, Lou Brown, Phil Butelge, and Albert von Tilzer, and his songs include You Can't Expect Kisses From Me, I'd Give the World If I Could Have You, Lonesome Little Doll, The Alcoholic Blues, and It Was Just a Song at Twilight. In addition, he wrote quite a number of what we would call Dixie songs, such as At Uncle Tom's Cabin Door, There's Just a Little Touch of Dixie in Your Eyes, and Everybody's Crazy Over Dixie. Ruby Cowan died on July 28, 1957. Here are four from the pen of Ruby Cowan. Thank you.
Get load of those two dimples, why kisses taste like wine. Oh, do you know I want to know she's mine, all mine. And if she didn't have a cent to her name, I suppose that wouldn't matter, you'd still love her the same. But her dad has lots of money, it'll all be hers in time. Hold your dough, that big load of dough will be mine, all mine.
Thank you.
Tennessee Tudors, a Vocalion studio band including Red Nichols, Benny Krueger, Miff Mole, Harry Reeser, and Rube Bloom, and I Had a Sweet Mama from August 12, 1925. I Had a Sweet Mama was written by Gene Austin, Charles Bates, and Ruby Cowan. That was preceded by the Rhythmic Eight and Living a Life of Dreams. Rudy Sterita played vibes on that Xenophone recording from October 8, 1930. That may be the only dance record with tap dancing on it, but unfortunately the tap dancer isn't credited. Before that, it was the vocal duo of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Mine All Mine. The music was composed by Sam H. Stepped, and the lyrics were written by a couple of Rubies, Herman Ruby and Ruby Cowan. That was recorded December 7, 1927. We began our little tribute to Ruby Cowan with Gene Rodemack's orchestra in late 1924 and Lonely and Blue. That was an instrumental, but there are words which were also written by Ruby Cowan. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 22nd, marked the birth in 1896 in Deming, New Mexico, of composer Ignacio Herb Brown. He attended the Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles, and his musical education started with instruction from his mother. After graduating from UCLA, he had careers in tailoring and real estate before becoming a songwriter. His first hits were Coral Sea in 1920 and When Buddha Smiles the following year, and in 1927 he became a member of ASCAP. He joined MGM in 1928 and wrote complete scores for films such as Broadway Melody of 1929, 36, and 37, Going Hollywood, Greenwich Village, and The Kissing Bandit. He wrote songs for other films, including Hollywood Review and A Night at the Opera, but his biggest success was the score for Singin' in the Rain, written with longtime collaborator Arthur Freed. Other collaborators included Buddy DeSilva, Gus Kahn, Leo Robin, and Gordon Clifford. Ignacio Herb Brown died in San Francisco on September 28, 1964, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. He wrote some of the greatest standards of his era, including Singin' in the Rain, You Are My Lucky Star, You Were Meant for Me, and The Doll Dance, as well as these less well-known tunes, All I Do Is Dream of You, Our Big Love Scene, A New Moon Is Over My Shoulder, You Stepped Out of a Dream, Make 'em Laugh, I've Got a Feeling You're Foolin', and these. Thank you.
Each time I see you in the mirror, Vera, you're dearer. I'm off my nut, there's no one but old Vera. A tear is in my eye, I know I'll die. Those hair, those nose, those teeth, those ear, oh Vera. Each year seems long and drear without you near. I'm captured and raptured, oh can't you see I love you. Oh Vera, please hear, I've had them tall, I've had them small. So Vera, oh Vera, oh why can't you be mine?
Someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you alone? alone on this night that we two could share. Alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I'll promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a harp meant for you alone.
Eddie Paul and the Paramount Orchestra and Alone from the Marx Brothers MGM picture A Night at the Opera. That Mellotone 78 was recorded December 5, 1935. The Paramount in Paramount Orchestra refers to the 3,664-seat Paramount Theater on Times Square, built in 1926 and at the time one of New York's most lavish theaters. Eddie Paul led the house band at the Paramount. He had a brief recording career of just 4 sessions in 6 months with the American Recording Corporation, resulting in 18 issued sides. Nacio Herb Brown seems to have liked dolls. He wrote The Wedding of the Painted Doll and The Doll Dance, and before Alone, we heard The Rag Doll, performed there by the Harry Reaser group The Varsity Four, with Harry Reaser on banjo. That's from April 13, 1928. We began our tribute to Nacio Herb Brown with our old friend Irving Kaufman and the Ambassadors with O Vera from March 28, 1925. A couple of weeks ago, listener Ted was home listening to a 78 of Why Do Peanuts Whistle and wrote to ask if there were enough vintage songs about peanuts to put together a segment on the show. Well, Ted, yes. Yes, there are. There are these and more.
Find them hard to crack, try and get your money back. ought to buy my nuts, selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale, selling one for five, two for ten. If you buy them once, you'll buy them again, selling nuts, hard nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale. They tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts isn't hard as mine. Selling nuts, hard nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hard nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale, and they tell me your nuts is mighty small. Best to have small nuts than no nuts at all. Selling nuts, hard nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. You can get cheap, only 5 cents, boys. Nice and brown too. Everybody's crazy about my nuts. Jolly nuts, hard nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale. Now you see that man all dressed in brown. He's got the hottest nuts in town. Selling nuts, hard nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hard nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale. When a hog get hungry, he starts to grunt. When a man get hungry, he starts to hunt for nuts. Hard nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man, I say.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to remind you that this is a family program, and we're talking about peanuts here, legumes, Ericus hypogea. That was Vance Dixon and his Pencils, June 12, 1931, and Hot Peanuts. Reedman Vance Dixon did triple duty on that Columbia recording, playing clarinet and performing the vocal on his own composition. It's possible that Thomas Fats Waller was on piano as well. Before that, it was blues singer Lil Johnson, accompanied by pianist Black Bob Hudson and an unidentified string bass player on Get 'Em from the Peanut Man. That was recorded in Chicago on March 4, 1936. We began that legume set with Gene Rodemick's orchestra once again and Hot Roasted Peanuts with an unidentified vocal duet in 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Yesterday, February 27th, marked the birth in 1894 in the Bronx, New York, of the golden voice of radio, Frank Munn. He sang lots of sentimental ballads about mothers, but ironically never knew his own mother, who died a week after he was born. He never learned to read music, and only at the beginning of his professional career did he take a voice lesson. Money was tight, and he was forced to go to work at age 14 and got a job at an embroidery factory at $3 a week. He enjoyed singing, however, and would sing at neighborhood recreation clubs and churches and won a singing contest at age 18. When he suffered an industrial accident at age 24 and was unable to work at his regular factory job, he began to think he could make a living with his voice. He recorded the first of hundreds of sides for Brunswick in 1924, which led to his being a part of the Brunswick Hour of Music program on radio. He joined the Palm Olive Hour, broadcast on NBC in 1927, where he went by the name of Paul Oliver. When that show ended in 1931, he became a star of the American Album of Familiar Music, heard on Sunday nights and sponsored by Bayer Aspirin. In 1945, he abruptly retired and lived quietly until he died of a heart attack on October 1, 1953, while watching a World Series game. Here's Frank Munn.
Forever, and you're sorry that I lost, but remember when we severed, it may be you who pays the cost. Don't be sorry for me. I won't need sympathy while you think I'm regretting. I'll be busy forgetting. Don't waste tears over me. You can see, perhaps I'm not the only one who will be lonely. Don't be sorry for me. Don't be sorry for me. I won't need sympathy while you think I'm regretting. I'll be busy forgetting. Don't waste tears over me. Can see on the day you shake me, someone else will take me. I wait in vain? Is it all in vain? Shall I be rewarded for my waiting? Will we meet again? Shall we love again? My Angeline, when all is green in Arcady, I'll return to you, sweetheart. My Angeline, my every dream of Arcady makes me yearn for you, sweetheart. I know the road is always long that leads to paradise. And just as long as we believe in love undying, my Angeline, when all is green, then I'll remember you wait for me in Arcady, my Angeline. And just as long as we believe in love undying, my Angeline, when all is green, then I'll remember you wait for me in Arcady.
My Angeline. want you hidden, don't be heard, not a sound, not a word. Like a fiddle lark, we'll keep it secret, dear, just where we go. The little place I found is only for two. Every evening in the park, whistle, dear, when it's dark. Like a fiddle lark.
There's something a little more upbeat than you usually hear from Frank Munn. That was Isham Jones and his orchestra with Harry Reaser and Tom Stax and Meadowlark from September 22, 1926. Before that, from March 18, 1929, we heard My Angeline, composed by Mabel Wayne with the lyric by L. Wolfe Gilbert. Frank Munn recorded primarily for Brunswick, but that was preceded by a Victor recording from August 23, 1929 with the All-Star Orchestra and Too Wonderful for Words. Too Wonderful for Words was written by William Cornell, Dave Stamper, Paul Gerard Smith, and Edmund Joseph. We began our tribute to Frank Munn with Don't Be Sorry for Me from February 5, 1926. Listener James sent an email a couple of weeks ago asking me to play In Sweet Onion Time, I'll Breathe My Love to You by the Duncan Sisters. I'm afraid I don't have that. I wish I did because it's an intriguing title, but I do have some other songs about onions, beginning with Louis Dumain's Jazzola 8.
Thank you. ain't got no shoes at all. Got one sock, ain't got no shoes at all. Got a pair of breeches and a wore-out shirt, and I just got married this fall. Hey, buddy. All the day, all the day. Said two can live as cheap as one, but I know it's wrong. Said two can live as cheap as one, but I know it's wrong. 'Cause it didn't say anything about the little ones coming on. Oh, lady, oh, lady, I'm a wife you need, yeah, she's eating all the time. A wife you need, boy, she's eating all the time. Can eat ham and eggs and the table legs, and I just can't save a dime. Man, man. Oh, lady, 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 oh, lady. You better eat onions, turn your face away. Them eating onions, honey, turn your face away. Gonna keep on eating them onions, gonna leave you someday. It's the truth, honey. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady. Eating, eating, and eating everywhere. Chowing and eating everywhere. The way that wife of mine can eat would break up a millionaire, show it by. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady.
In a 10-room flat. She knows her onions. She's just a farmer's daughter from out in Iowa. But father never taught her the things she knows today. She knows her Spanish onions. She knows her baby talk. She hasn't any bunions. She don't get out and walk. Ah, she has mink and sable fur. She's the blonde that men prefer. Oh my, yes, she knows her onions. Says she's got diamonds in her ears. She knows her onions, and you should see her lavaliers. She knows her onions. She's just a corn-fed maiden from fields of new-mown hay. But you should see her parading along the gay wide way. She stays out after 11, right in the city's whirl. All she believes that heaven protects the working girl. Ah, she knows when and where to go, when to yes and when to no. Just a gal that knows her onions. Things.
She knows her onions.
She's swell, there's no denying. And she lives at the Ritz. She knows a rich Hawaiian. His name is Moskowitz. She never pets or dances with some young handsome sheik. She don't take any chances. She likes them old and weak. Ah, young sheiks have the sex appeal. Old ones pay the checks for meals. She's a gal that knows her onion. Turn it over.
We began that onion set with Louis Dumain's Jazzola 8 and Red Onion Drag, composed by cornetist Louis Dumain and Eddie Jackson, who played brass bass in the band. That was recorded in New Orleans by Victor on March 7, 1927. That was followed by blue yodeler Cliff Carlisle as Bob Clifford on Onion Eating Mama. We finished up with J.C. Flippin and his gang and She Knows Her Onions from September of 1926. She Knows Her Onions was written by Jack Yellen, Milton Ager, and Lou Pollock. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.